的话，我们会把神的福音当作宝贝一样。
And if we treasure the gospel, it will change our lives as children of God.
我们如果是神的儿女的话，福音会改变我们。
When we look at these six verses,
如果我们看一下这六节经文，
we'll see that there's three characteristics of a child of God.
我们会看到其中有三个神儿女所应有的品格。
It doesn't just only tell us what a child of God should look like.
它不仅仅是告诉我们神的儿女应该看起来是什么样子。
But it also tells us how do we have the motivation to be act like a child of God.
并且让我们知道背后的动机是什么。
And we see all of this is that today so that we would live our life that pleases our Heavenly Father beginning today.
所以能够使我们用今天我们怎样生活来讨我们天父的喜悦。
Our three points is as follows.
我们三有三个点。
In English, is, we could see this as the three L's. The first point is a child of God loves one another.
Okay, 第一点是一个神的儿女会爱别人。
That's found in verse 2.
这是在第二节当中。
Secondly, a child of God leaves sin.
第二点是一个神的儿女会离弃罪恶。
That's found in verses 3 to 5.
这是第三节到第五节。
And the third hallmark is a child of God listens with discernment.
第三点是一个神的儿女会懂得分辨。
That's found in verses 6.
在第六节当中。
But the overriding principle of how we live the Christian life is explained in verses 1.
但是我们读到的这些经文的总原则是在第一节找到的。
Look with me in verses 1.
来我们看一下第一节。
It says, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
As a child of God, in general, the general principle is this: we are to be imitating God.
我们的作为神儿女的总原则是我们要效法神。
We are to be imitating Christ.
我们要效法基督。
Because it says very clearly, be imitators of God.
因为这里说的很清楚，我们要做神的效法者。
And the word imitators mean to mimic, to act exactly like the other person, to copy as well.
效法这个词也表示是模仿，要按照去模仿另一个人的样子。
But the Bible is not just a book with a bunch of rules.
但是圣经
The Bible is not just only a book with rules.
Okay, 圣经不是一本全部是关于规则。
The Bible is a book of motivation to follow the rules.
圣经更是一本有提供给你去遵守这些原则的背后的一个动机。
Look at the reason why we should imitate God. The motivation found in verse 1.
让我们看一下我们为什么要顺服为什么要效法神。
It says, as beloved children.
这里说好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
Yet, if the more and more we realize we are beloved child of God, the more and more we will want to lovingly obey God's rules.
当我们越认识到我们是蒙神慈爱的儿女的时候，我们就更愿意有爱神顺服神。
Now, in the Greek, there's different words for children.
在希腊文里面有儿女的翻译有不同的单词来。
There's words for very little children, like my little daughters, Rebecca and Abigail.
可能有非常小的孩童，像我的女儿Rebecca 和 Abigail 一样。
There's Greek words for children that are like little infants, where they're still nursing.
还有一些小孩像婴孩一样，还在哺乳期。
And there's words for children in general, including us, if we say, "Oh, I'm a child of whoever your parent is."
还有一些小孩是指到总体来讲的一些。
The word used for children is referring to children in general. Whatever age, we are all child of God.
这里用到的词是我们都是神慈爱的儿女，是不限年龄的。
Which is a great motivation because God didn't just only love us the first few years when we were Christians, when we were wanting to learn.
不只是神爱我们
God didn't just only love us when we were little young Christians.
神不只是在我们还年幼的作为刚刚出信的基督徒爱我们。
But God continues to love us despite after being young Christian, when we're older Christians as well.
当我们成为更信主年龄更久的基督徒的时候，神的慈爱还是一样的。
When you know about God's love, That will be your motivation to imitate God. That's a general principle for the Christian life.
这是基督徒生活的一个总原则。
Now let's look at our first point, is a child of God love others.
让我们看一下第一点，就是神的儿女会爱别人。
With every one of these three points, we're going to see the command and also the motivation for the Christian life.
在这三点当中，我们会看第一点，就我们都会看他的背后的动机，还有对。
Yeah, and you're going to see that all the motivation is actually driven by the gospel.
我们看到每一个动机的背后都是有福音来推动的。
My brothers and sisters, whenever we are weak in the Christian life, I can guarantee you that individual is no longer preaching the gospel to himself or herself.
我敢说弟兄姊妹，当他们的生命感到很软弱的时候，他是因为没有向他自己来讲福音，对他自己。
And that's easy to be a Pharisee when you start thinking the gospel is only for others and not for yourself.
当我们想福音只是对别人来讲的话，不是对我们来自己讲的话，我们其实就是一个法利赛人。
Brothers and sisters, we are called to love one another.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙召是要爱人。
Look with me in verses 2.
让我们看一下第二节。
It says, And walk in love, just as Christ also loved you, and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献于神。
Notice the command is stated in the beginning is to walk in love.
注意我们这里第一点是
Paul, the writer here, is writing to his church in Ephesus to tell them, hey, walk in love.
保罗在写给以弗所的信徒的时候，给他们的命令是要凭爱心行事。
And listen, we as a church in Truth Chinese Alliance Church need to also love one another.
我们也知道我们的教会宣道会这里呢，我们也要爱弟兄姊妹。
You might say, this command doesn't apply to me because I'm already loving others.
你也许说，这个可能对你不适用，因为你已经爱人了。But
look at the church at Ephesus. We must ask, were they known as a loving church?
但我们看一下以弗所的教会是怎么样的。Turn
to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们来看以弗所书第一章。Verse
15.
第十五节。
We would see this verse that Ephesians actually have a reputation of already being a loving church.
我们知道以弗所的信徒已经有一个很好的爱的名声。
It says, For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you and your love, for all the saints.
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，信爱众圣徒。
We see here very clearly that, we see very clearly in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15 that the church in Ephesus, Paul knows of their love from afar.
我们看到了以弗所书第一章15节, 保罗, 很远就知道以弗所教会是一个爱的教会。
They already had a reputation for loving others, and yet Paul tells them to continue to love and grow in loving more.
保罗知道他们已经是一个爱别人的一个教会，但是保罗想让他们变得更加继续的这样做下去。
I think every Christian should understand we are supposed to love one another.
我们作为每一个基督徒，我们都应该知道我们要 爱彼此相爱。
But is it easy always to love others?
但是我们是不是 很容易去爱别人呢?
Is it easy to love those in our family that's difficult?
我们是不是对我们家里面的人不是都很 去爱他们?
Is it easy to love a difficult church?
我们是不是
to love a difficult church?
对一个 有问题的教会很难
Is it easy to love our co-workers that gossip about us?
我们是不是对我们的在背后说我们闲话的一些同事，我们还能不能够去爱他们？
It's probably very hard.
也许很困难.
But notice the motivation. Paul gives the gospel as a motivation for why we're able to love others even when it is difficult.
但是保罗给了我们这个动机，当我们去面对一个很难让我们去爱的人的时候。
Notice in verses 2, it goes on, it says, Just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
注意我们这里看第二节的动机是正如基督爱我们为我们舍了自己当作馨香的供物和祭物献于神。
Paul knows it'll be difficult and he gives a motivation centered upon the person of Christ.
保罗知道爱是很难所以保罗给他们一个给了他们一个动机就是把他们的重心放在基督的身上。
As a child of God, we know the love of Christ.
作为神的儿女我们知道基督的爱。
How much did he love us?
他有多爱我们。
Verse 2 says he gave himself up for us.
第二节说基督为我们舍了自己。
He died for us.
他为我们而死。
His love for us is also described as an offering and a sacrifice.
他的死也当作馨香的供物和祭物。
That goes back to the Old Testament where animals were killed to sacrifice for forgiveness of sins.
这又回到旧约当中我们看到动物被杀献于神当作供物和祭物。
It is a horrifying image of sacrifice.
这是一个很可怕的一个献祭的场景。
And of course we know Christ died on the cross. It was a horrific act, but yet it was an act of love to save us from hell itself.
我们看到基督死在十字架上是一个很可怕的场景，但是这是为了爱我们才做出的这样的举动。
This sacrifice pleases God.
这样的献祭是蒙神悦纳的。
But it also benefits, it's a benefit for us.
这但也是这个也是使我们能够得益处的。
If you understand that, that will make you love others, even those that are enemies and those that are difficult to love.
如果你真了解这样基督的爱的话，你就会爱那些我们认为很难去爱的人。
I would say if you struggle with loving others, you need to study more about God's love.
如果你真的是认为很挣扎才能够去爱人的话，我觉得你应该更加的学习神的爱。
Ephesians is a short book, is it not? How many chapters are there?
以弗所书一共有多少章？以弗所书是一张很比较小的书信，其中有多少章呢？
But you realize in this small little book, Paul wrote the word love appearing, the second most appearance of the word love in all his writing is in the book of Ephesians.
我们会发现，这一本小的书信而言，是保罗在整本圣经里面第二多提到爱的地方。
We see that if you don't understand the love of God, it's going to be very hard to love others.
我们看到，如果你真的不了解神的爱的话，你真的就不会真的去爱别人。
So we need to see how much God loves us.
所以我们需要看到神是有多么爱我们。
Then loving others become easy.
然后我们爱别人才会变得容易。
We love others because God loves others.
我们爱人。爱别人是因为神爱别人。
And if we're a child of God, we would naturally act like our parents, our spiritual father.
作为神的儿女，我们自然的会去爱。
If we are child of God, we will imitate God's love and love others.
Okay. 如果我们是神的儿女的话，我们会效仿神的爱，也会去爱别人。
Look at little children. I look at my little daughters.
让我们看一下我的女儿们。
Sometimes when they meet new people, they are shy.
有时候他们见到人会很害羞。
But as we say, it's okay. No, be caring and greet them. Be loving one another.
但是当
they'll start imitating that.
但是当我们鼓励他们去爱人的时候，他们就开始照我们的效法我们去这样做。
That's what our life should be like as well.
这样也是我们的生活也应该是这样。
As application, is your life marked with love for others?
我们的生命是不是有爱作为以爱人作为标志的？
But I know sometimes we flatter ourselves in loving others when we really are not that loving.
但是有的时候我们会自欺说我们自己是那样爱别人。
As application question also as well is ask yourself what others say you are loving.
作为我们来看这里的一个应用，我们会不会说别人是不是会指着你的生命说你是有爱心的，还是
If you're a child of God, you want to grow in increasing love for others.
作为神的儿女，你是不是想要有更多的爱去爱别人？
And if you want to love like God loves, you would also go to other. There'll be someone you're accountable to that you could go and ask, "Am I growing in love?"
你可以去找一些和你能够能够和你给指出你是不是你有没有足够爱的人去这样
So in your life, is there someone you're going to regular to ask, am I being loving? Do you see me growing in my love for others?
你有没有, 遇到一些人会, 找到一些人会经常, 告诉你, 你有没有按照神的爱去爱别人?
I know sometimes in counseling, the English side, we have a lot of young people.
我知道英文的, 团契里面有的时候有很多的年轻人。
They'll ask me, how do I know I'm really in love?
我怎么知道,
How do I know that I'm really loving somebody?
Okay, it's a relationship.
Just love in general. Loving parents, loving relationship, all that.
Okay, 我怎么样才能知道, 我是, 在爱中呢?
I would say, the way you see if you're loving is read 1 Corinthians 13.
我会告诉他你要, 定期地读哥林多前书第13章。
In your life, you should regularly read 1 Corinthians 13.
在你的一生当中你要定期地来读哥林多前书第13章。
To see if those things are true in your life.
你要看一下在你的生活当中这些是不是真正可以应用在你身上的。
To ask very, very specifically, am I being kind to others?
我要自己问一下自己是不是对别人。
Am I forgiving those in the church that have wronged against me?
我是不是对别人都很好,还是对那些对你不好的教会也同样的有爱?
Listen. If we're honest, we would know we would struggle with loving others more deeply.
如果我们自己够诚实的话,我们会知道我们没有那样的爱。
But God gives us grace.
但是神给我们了恩典。
How could you increase your love for others?
我们怎么样可以增加对别人的爱呢?
Understand how much God has loved you.
要第一先要明白神有多么爱你。
There's a reason why when you look at the Bible, there's four Gospels, four books on the life of Jesus Christ.
我们看到圣经当中有四本福音书关于耶稣基督生命的生活的书。
God wants us to continuously look at Jesus and His example of His love, which will inspire us to love others.
神要我们就是要看到,常常看到耶稣基督能够激励我们去更加的爱别人。
Listen, if you're a child of God and say, I need to love people more even today, go home tonight. And start reading Ephesians, highlight it every time you see the word love, and dwell and meditate upon that.
如果你要去更加的爱别人的话,回到家里你可以去看以弗所书,把其中说到,讲到爱的地方都画出来。
So we see that's the first characteristic. The second characteristic of a child of God is a child of God leaves sin.
我们看到第二个特点,一个神的儿女会离弃罪恶。
That's found in verses 3 to 5.
这是第三节到第五节中,
it says, But immorality or impurity or greed must not even be named among you as is proper among the saints. And there must be no filthiness and coarse talk or coarse jesting which are not fitting, but rather give thanks. For this you know certainly that no immorality or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of God, of Christ and God.
至于言乱令一切污秽或是贪婪, 在你们中间连提都不可,方和圣徒的体统,言辞妄语和嬉笑的话都不相与,总要说感谢的话,因为你们确实知道,无论是言乱,是污秽的,是有贪心的,在基督和神的国里都是无份的。We
see here again the command and motivation stated.
我们在这里也看到这里的命令和动机都在这里讲得清楚。Verse
3 says, But immorality or impure or greed must not even be named among you.
第三节说到,至于言乱并一切污秽或是贪婪,在你们中间连提都不可。What
a picture that phrase is, must not be named among you.
这是一个怎么样的一个画面,连提都不可以。
When someone calls your name, do you naturally turn around?
当一个人叫你名字的时候,你是不是很自然地会转身?
Of course, that's your identity.
当然这是你的一个身份。
But could you imagine a child of God when someone says, hey, immoral person, hey, greedy person, you turn around because you know they're talking about you.
当你作为一个神的儿女,如果有人叫你,你是一个不道德的人,或者是一个坏人,一个拜偶像的人的时候,你会转身。
Listen, brothers and sisters, that ought not to be if we're a child of God.
如果我们是神的儿女的话,千万就不要让这样的事情发生。
That ought not to be also as well, the word immorality in verse 3,
这个言乱这个词,
Actually, in the Greek, actually refers to those engaged in sexual sins.
在希腊原文里面是指犯一些淫乱的那些罪。
The Greek word porneia is actually the root for the English word pornography.
这个词的词根，希腊的词根，就是我们现今在英文单词得到今天的英文单词色情的这个词的出处。
Listen, those things should not describe a child of God.
我们要注意这个词不应该是是以形容一个神儿女的一个词。
The second word in verses 3 is the word impurity.
第三个词是第二个词是污秽。
Here it refers to the idea that sin, not just only sin, but also sins that make us dirty, that makes us conscious feel dirty for a while.
这里的这个污秽更指的是使人不清洁的罪。
And also the third word is the word greed.
第三个词贪婪。
And this is referring to the desire of wanting more and never satisfied.
第三个这个贪婪是指一种强烈的想要更多的欲望渴望。
And notice Paul also said, if you are a child of God, there are certain ways your speeches ought not to be in verses 4.
我们注意保罗说，如果你是一个神的儿女的话，我们也要要有一个要有一些言语的注意。
Notice it says there must not be no filthiness or silly talk.
我们看到我们不能有污秽和嬉笑的妄语和嬉笑的话。
No coarse jesting, which are not fitting for what a child of God, right?
那些都是不适合不应当是神儿女的品格。
Notice in verses 5, it makes a strong absolute statement.
我们看到第五节，这是一个很强的一段话。
It says, no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater will what? Have an inheritance in the kingdom of God. Verse 5.
我们看到第五节无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。
Are you an impure person?
你是一个清洁的人吗？
Are you a covetous man?
还是你是一个污秽的人？
Are you an idolater?
你是一个拜偶像的人吗？
Paul, this is Paul speaking, not myself speaking. It says here, makes clear, there's no inheritance of God if that describes your life.
这是保罗所说，并不是我自己强加的，是这样的人在神的国里是无份的。
In fact, if you do those sins and that describe most of your life, that's like your DNA revealed that your spiritual father is not God, but Satan himself.
如果你这些词都是能够形容你生命的话，那证明你并不是一个神的儿女，你是魔鬼撒旦的儿女。
But here, we must be honest, Christians will struggle with sins.
但是我们也要知道，基督徒也会对罪有挣扎。
The child of God will have the power to fight sin.
但是神的儿女是有力量能够有能力去与罪征战的。
How?
怎么样征战呢？
Here we see the motivation.
这里我们看到了动机。
Instead of having bad speech, notice verse 4 says, but rather giving of thanks.
这里说
verse 4, the motivation is thanksgiving, where it says, but rather giving of thanks.
Okay. 这里第四节说我们要感恩，总要说感谢的话。
The motivation is this. If you live a thankful life, your speech will be filled with so much thanksgiving, you don't have time for sinful jokes.
这里我就讲到了，如果我们的动机是总是充满感恩的话，我们就不会有那么多的时间去讲一些不敬虔的话。
You might ask me, Pastor Jimmy, what am I to be thankful for?
你会问我Jimmy 牧师，我到底要为什么感恩呢？
What you need to be thankful for is the gospel that God came on earth and saved you from your sins and saved you from the fate of hell itself.
你要知道神从天而降，为你的罪而死，把你从罪恶当中救出来，脱离地狱的咒诅。
Notice here again, the gospel is the motivation for the Christian life.
我们要看到福音是基督徒生活的一个推动力，一个动机。
Second motivation is this. Verse 5 says, those who describe these sins will have no inheritance. But if you have the inheritance of the kingdom of God, you would not want to pursue these sins.
第二个动机是我们是有在神的国里有份，这是作为我们一个动机。当我们知道我们想到这样的话，我们就不会去犯罪。
If you are truly saved, why pursue sins when one has a better inheritance?
如果你真正得救了，为什么当有一个更好的产业、神国的份在等候你的时候，你还会去追求罪呢？
As you dwell upon the heavenly things, you would say, "I love God more, and I hate my sin more."
当你藏身在神对你的应许的时候，你就会更加的渴望离弃罪。
Brothers and sisters, we'll fight sin all the way to the point when we pass away.
我们直到死都会与罪征战。
I'm concerned more for the motivation for why we fight sin.
我考虑更多的是我们与罪征战的动机是什么。
Some think the way to fight sin is to think, no, 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 no.
有的时候，有些人会说，对，罪说不不不。
When they say, okay, no to anger, no to sexual immorality, no to homosexuality.
他们会对自己说，不要淫乱，不要有不道德的罪。
But I don't know about you, if I were to sit there for 30 minutes saying I must not be angry, what happens 30 minutes later?
如果我在那里坐30分钟，我只对自己说不要生气的话，那过了30分钟之后会怎么样？
I'll be even more angrier, right?
我也许会变得更加生气。
Because it's not because the law is bad, but because the law is a mirror that shows how bad my sinfulness is.
这并不是代表律法是错的，而是作为一个镜子照出来我自己有到底有多么的有罪。
You want to get rid of bad language?
你想脱离那些坏那些不好的词的时候，说话语言语的时候。
Move your mind to focus instead on what you're thankful to God.
把你的动机，把你的目光转向基督。
You'll be so thankful to God that in your language it will be less complaint and be less jokes that are bad.
当你向神感恩的时候，你就更少的会去有那些嬉笑的话，或者是妄语。
If you have a thankful heart to God, you would probably not have a jealous heart against others, because the two cannot mix.
如果你对神常常有一颗感恩的心的话，你就不会再有一颗对别人嫉妒的心，因为两者不是兼得的，两者不是兼容的。
Brothers and sisters, I could plead with you. The way we fight sin is actually to meditate upon our inheritance in God.
弟兄姊妹，我想鼓励大家，我们真正与罪征战的动机是我们能够常常默想我们在神国里的份。
Inheritance is something the world understands. Inheritance is something the world would understand.
神国的产业这个份是这个世界所不明白的。
Don't we see that in family, sometimes family fights when someone dies over the inheritance?
我们看到一个家里面当有遗产的话，他的家人会彼此相争。
Don't we see that in movies? There's a source of movies and dramas.
我们看到那么多的电影，还有电影当中所讲的。
Don't people get excited of what inheritance they would have?
他们会很激动的想要去知道他们到底从遗产当中得到什么。
Brothers and sisters, do you guys realize Ephesians is a will of our inheritance in Christ as a child of God.
我们看到以弗所书讲到的是我们对神产业的一个期盼，我们作为一个神的儿女。
Ephesians has 6 chapters, does it not?
以弗所书有6章。
The first half, Ephesians 1 and 3 describes our inheritance.
第一到前半段1到3章讲到了我们在神国里面的产业。
Now, if you have those inheritance, just like in the world, when people have their inheritance, they're joyful, yes?
如果在世界上的话，在世界上来说的话，如果一个人得到遗产，得到产业的话，他会很高兴。
How many people say their lives will change if they will be able to inherit $1 million? How many people say their lives will change if they're able to inherit $1 million?
我们有多少人会说 一个人如果得到了100万的话，他会有他会有
inherit $1 million, a lot of money.
Yeah, 当他得到了100万的遗产的时候。
Now in the same way, if you understand that God has given you such a great inheritance, it'll change your life, which Ephesians 4-6 tells us how our lives change if we have the spiritual inheritance for God, if we're a child of God.
当我们作为一个神的儿女，知道了神给我们的产业和他国里的份的时候。
Brothers and sisters, go back home tonight, read all of Ephesians, it's a short book.
弟兄姊妹，我们回到家可以去读以弗所书这本书。
Look at some of the highlights of what our inheritance is in Ephesians chapter 1.
我们就来看一下。
If you guys turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们大家来打开以弗所书第一章。
Look at our first blessing in verses 3.Chapter 1, verses
3.
It says, Blessed be the God, our Father, of our Lord, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. We see here our inheritance is that we would be made one day blameless in verse 4.
We see here our inheritance is that we would be made one day blameless in verse 4.
We are adopted as our inheritance in verses 5.
我们是被神所收纳的。
If you turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2,
我们如果打开第二章的话,
we see, for instance, that we would inherit his kindness in verses 7.
我们看到第七节说到我们显明基督。
We see also in verses 6, also as well, the fact that we will be put in heavenly places. We will be sitting by the side of God. Verses 12, we were once strangers, but now we are made what? It's closer to Christ and the promises towards Israel. Ephesians 2:21 to 22, if you look here, it also shows that we will be now part of the temple of God.
我们在看到以弗所第二章二十一节有提到，我们是耶稣基督的神家的一块石头，我们是耶稣基督圣殿的一块石头。
And then if you could turn with me to Ephesians 3:20.
我们看到以弗所书
Ephesians 3:20.
第三章第二十节。
It says, Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
神能照我们照着运行在我们心里的大力充充满满的成就一切超过我们所求所想的但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀直到永永直到世世代代永永远远阿们
Think about your life as a Christian. Has God done more than you ever thought was possible?
我们想一下我们在神在我们的生命当中是不是所做的是超过我们所求所想的
And if you say yes, did you realize that's part of your inheritance in Christ?
如果你是个答案是正确是的话我们知你会知道我们在基督耶稣里面的产业我们在基督耶稣里的
Now, if you notice we skipped a lot of words in Ephesians chapter 1 to 3 we just only hit some of the highlights
我们只是看了以弗所中一到三节的其中的一小部分
all those things are made available how
这些都能够成为可能但是是如何成为可能的呢
Through the death of Christ.
是通过耶稣基督的死。
Ephesians 1-3 is the will of Christ.
以弗所书一到三节是耶稣基督的他的意愿他的。
He died so you would have these things as promises.
他死所以才能够使这些的应许成为可能成为实现。
Go home tonight, read Ephesians 1-3.
回家今天晚上去读以弗所书一到三章。
If you know, just as the world is excited with their inheritance, as Christians, we should be excited what God has given to us.
正如世界上的人会为他们得到多少遗产而兴奋而激动的话，我们作为神的儿女更应该会为我们在神的国里得到的产业而兴奋。
But what if you read that and it's the most boringest thing you ever read?
如果你当你读到这些的话，是对你来说是很无聊的话。
Number one, you're probably very young that you're not understanding what you've been granted as your inheritance.
第一，有可能是因为你是还是很年轻，不了解你真这个产业对你来说是它的重要性。
Or number two, you're actually not a child of God.
还有第二，就是也许你并不是一个神的儿女。
In a meeting of lawyers who have inheritance, the one that's going to be bored out of their mind is going to be someone that has no stake in those inheritance.
在一些律师的聚会当中的时候，
The one in the room of lawyers with inheritance, the ones that don't care is probably not even related to the family.
Okay, 在一些律师的聚会当中，也许一个人当不在意那个分遗产的会议的时候，那个人很可能是一个不是那个家族里的一员。
So to fight sin as application, meditate on what promises God has given you.
所以我们与罪征战的时候，我们要思想我们在神国里的份。
When you read your Bible every morning,
我们在每一天早上读圣经的时候
，don't just only look for rules.
我们不要总看规则规条。
But keep a journal, writing down a promise of God.
我们要写日记来记下来神所应许的。
As you keep writing down a promise of God, you can look back and say, I have a bad day, but let me look at my journal to be reminded of what God has promised me.
你也许会有一天会觉得会很
As you, when you have a bad day,
当你有一天会觉得很很软弱很差劲的时候，当你读到之前曾经神对你的应许的时候。
Listen, brothers and sisters, the only way we can follow God's command is to know your inheritance.
我们唯一能够
to know your inheritance.
我们唯一能够与罪征战的动力是我们知道神我们在神国里的份。
And your first application should be worshipful thanksgiving towards God.
你第一的反应应该是对神产生敬畏敬拜的心，又给他向他感恩。
Being thankful towards God and sinning are separate, or the two cannot coexist.
向神感恩和犯罪是两者是互斥的，不能够同时存在。
The moment you're really truly thankful to God, you're actually not sinning in your mind.
当你对神产生敬畏敬拜的心的时候，你不可能同时又会去犯罪。
And the same is true. If you're in sin, then you're probably not able to really be truly be thankful to God.
当你在罪中的时候，你也不会去真正的敬拜神。
It's like a guy that's running and eating.
就像一个人在跑步的时候边跑步边吃东西。
You can't be running and eating donuts at the same time, true or not?
你不可能又一边跑步一边吃面包圈。
If someone's saying I'm eating donuts, he's probably not running.
一个人如果说他正在吃面包圈的时候，那他肯定不是在跑步。
So put on thanksgiving and you'll put off sin.
穿戴上感恩的衣服，你就不会去犯罪。
And the way we could be thankful is look at the inheritance of what it is we're thankful to God with the gospel.
你要去看我们到底在神国当中有我们在神国当中所得到的产业，你就不会去犯罪。
When was the last time you prayed to God, truly thankful for something?
你上一次为神对神祷告献上感恩是什么时候
？If you're not, you're probably more prone to sin by being greedy.
如果你没有这样祷告感谢的话，也许你更容易去变得太有贪心。
The one who struggles with pursuing the wealth of the world needs to actually stop from time to time and meditate on what he's truly thankful of what God has already given.
当世上的人在去想要
So we see here with all of this, we see how the gospel drives our lives, do we not?
所以我们在这里看到福音是驱动我们去做这一切事情的动力。
And the third point we want to look at is a child of God listens with discernment.
第三点我们看到一个神的儿女是会懂得分辨的。
Notice the command in verse 6.
我们看到第六节所说的，这里讲到的。
It says, "Let no one deceive you of empty words."
不要被人虚谎的。
We want to make sure we are not deceived.
Okay, 不要被人虚浮的话欺哄，就是我们不要被人虚不要确我们要确保我们没有被欺哄。
What kind of empty words did Paul have in mind?
保罗这里说的到底是指的哪些虚浮的话呢？
Whatever they are, apparently they're so dangerous that the rest of the verse says that these things would make those that are sons of disobedience deserve the wrath of God.
很显明这些话都是很危险的。
I would say a hallmark of a Christian as you grow more and more, a hallmark of a child of God is you're very careful to listen what is from God and what is not from God.
我相信一个神儿女的特征，一个标志是他们会用会很小心的用圣经去衡量他们所听到的。
That means you're careful in what books you read and talking about the Bibles.
表示你会很小心的去看去读一些书。
You're careful when you listen to the news.
你会当你听新闻看新闻的时候，你也会很小心。
You're careful even for those of you guys that are younger when you play games of what is it is trying to give value towards us.
也会影响到你和一些年轻的弟兄姊妹或朋友在一起你会影响到他们的价值观的这样的想法。
And I would also you be careful in listening.To a man of God who preaches.
你更会小心神借着他的仆人所讲的话。
You'll always test them according to the word of God.
你总要用神的话去试验他们所讲。
I know in this pulpit, Pastor Ling preaches the truth of God without compromise.
我知道林牧师这里所讲的道都是没有妥协的圣经的道，真道。
And for that, I'm eternally grateful.
我很为这样的事感恩。
But we must always be discerning for the future of our churches.
但是我们也要为我们教会的未来预备，来准备好我们的心懂得去分辨。
So in our Christian life, we always must be careful and watch what it is that we are hearing people say about God. And we must always measure it to God's word.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们也要很小心的去听别人是怎么样谈论神。
And the motivation is because we're already saved. Why do we want anyone to rob our inheritance?
这背后的动机也是，我们既然是已经得救的人，我们为什么还要被别人去剥夺我们在神国里的份？
Now, in this course of this sermon, if it's pressed upon you, realize, hey, I don't have any attribute at all.
如果在这整篇的信息当中，你觉得自己没有任何的一点的话。
If it turns out you are not loving,
如果反映出来你是不是一个有爱心的人
？If it turns out you love sin more than God,
如果反映出来你是一个爱罪恶过于爱神的人
？If it turns out people will be surprised to find out you're a Christian,
如果反映出来别人当知道你是基督徒的时候很惊奇
，We must ask, am I truly a child of God?
我们要问自己这样一个问题，我们到底是不是一个神的儿女
？If you're not a child of God, then what child are we?
如果我们不是一个神的儿女，我们到底是谁的儿女呢
？Paul has some strong language in Ephesians 2.
保罗在以弗所书第二章用了很强烈的言语说。
Notice in Ephesians 2:1-3, it describes what child we are if we're not a child of God.
注意以弗所书第二章一到二节所说的。如果你不是神的儿女，那你是谁的儿女呢
？Sin defines us, according to verse 1.
第一节反映出来，罪是代表我们身份的。
Secondly, we're spiritually dead.
第二点表示我们是死在我们的属灵光景是死的。
We're walking zombies.
我们是活死人。
Thirdly, we also see that Satan runs our life in verses 2.
第二节我们看到撒旦是
Satan runs our lives. Verses 2.
撒旦是驱动我们的生命，我们的行事为人。
If this describe you, there is hope.
如果这些在刺激你的话，要知道我们还有一个盼望。
Look at the first two words in verse 4. But God.
但是我们来看第四节第一个词。
And in verse 4 it says, from verse 4 onward to say, God, in order to change us to be a child of God, does a lot of works, described in verses 1 to 10.
第四节二首
oh, 4 to 10.
然而然后第四节到第十节又说神为了使我们成为一个他的儿女他所做的一切。
You need to see the grace of God in Christ.
你要看到神在基督耶稣里面所向你施的恩赐。
Realize you'll never be able to save yourselves by doing good works.
你要意识到你要靠自己行为得救的话根本就不可能。
Run to his grace.
跑向他的恩典。
Verse 8 says, For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God.
第七节第六节
Ephesians 2:8.
第二章第八节说你们得救是本乎恩也因着信这并不是出于自己乃是神所赐的。
Run to the grace of God and trust that Christ has saved you.
冲向神要相信神借着基督要拯救你。
And then you'll become a child of God.
然后你才能够成为一个神的儿女。
Do you guys know what trust means? Or I know it says believe, we say believe, but sometimes we say so much as Christians, we forget what believe means.
我们常常基督徒会说相信，相信基督，但是并不知道这里所说的是一个信靠。
You and I would believe this is a chair, yes?
你和我都会相信这是一张椅子。
We could put it, and we could point to it, say that's a chair.
我们都会指向这张椅子说这是一张椅子。
But we would say the one that trusts is the one that, what?Sits down and believe that it will work.
但是我们知道，当一个人真正信靠这张椅子的时候，他会坐在这张椅子上面。
Trust in God's promises.
信靠神的应许。
Trust that Christ died for you.
信靠基督为你的罪而死。
And you'll become a child of God.
然后你才能够成为神的儿女。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们的在天上的父,
thank you for the gospel.
我们感谢你为了你的福音。